Hi, and welcome back to What Great Bosses Know. I'm Jill Geisler of the Pointer Institute, and this is our 115th podcast in this series. To mark the occasion, I'd like to challenge a management myth. It's this expression, hire good people and leave them alone, or a variation of it, hire good people and get out of their way. The first half is fine, hire good people, but don't leave them alone and don't get out of the way. Now, I know why people use this expression. It's another way of saying, I have great employees, they barely need me as a boss, or I do not believe in micromanaging. And those are good sentiments. But if you leave people alone, you're going to miss an opportunity to provide the feedback they're hungry for. How do I know this? Well, in all of my management seminars, we require that the bosses get 360-degree feedback, and inevitably, people are telling them they want more feedback from their bosses. They want to know how they're doing. They want to know what's going on in the company. They want to know next steps and what they can be doing to improve. They want to know their bosses are listening to them so they can give feedback on good suggestions and ideas. None of that happens if the boss leaves you alone or gets out of your way. Now, the expression came up in an otherwise really good column that I just read on Atlantic.com. It was written by Susan Cain. She's the author of a book I recommend. It's called Quiet, and it's about introverts, how they're often misunderstood and mismanaged. She was making the point that bosses, especially extroverted bosses, often fail to recognize that introverts enjoy doing good work in solitude, may do some of their best work by themselves and not in a team. And she wanted bosses to respect that and not try to turn introverts into extroverts. That's sound advice, but unfortunately she reinforced it with that phrase, hire good people and leave them alone. And that's not right. So what should you do if you really want to give good feedback to your introverted employees? Well, here are a couple of tips. If you're an extrovert who likes to manage by walking around, just recognize that for introverts, setting up a little bit of an appointment might be a better idea because introverts like to think through their ideas before they present them. So you could appear to be like a pop quiz that isn't really appreciated. You might also look at the balance of how much feedback you give in writing versus face-to-face. Some introverts prefer the written word, but don't abandon face-to-face, of course, because face-to-face provides context. What about public praise? If you're an extrovert, you might think there's nothing better than gathering a big crowd of people to give applause to a person. But if that person is an introvert, he or she might just prefer one-on-one feedback and a pat on the back. And one more thing, really think about your listening skills. As an extroverted boss, you might think that silences in a conversation are lapses or problems, but in fact, introverts will tell you that it's in those quiet moments that people often know they're being heard, and we could learn from our introverts about listening. Well, those are my lessons for today about not leaving people alone. And if you enjoy these podcasts, I'd like to call your attention to something exciting. My brand new book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know. It's really a workshop and a book. And if you're listening on iTunes, just be aware that not only is it available in bookstores everywhere, but it's also available right here on iBooks. And I would love your feedback. I'm Jill Geisler of the Pointer Institute.